Have you ever considered what truly defines an effective recruitment process? Understanding this crucial journey is essential for both employers and candidates. In this chapter, we'll explore the key steps involved in recruitment. Get ready to uncover the insights that can transform your approach to hiring. In this lesson, you will learn about the end-to-end recruitment and selection process. We'll explore how each stage impacts organizational performance and fairness. Next, you'll analyze the role of job analysis in human resource management and its importance in key HR functions. You will apply effective recruitment steps and sourcing methods aligned with business strategy. Furthermore, we will demonstrate best practices and innovations in candidate sourcing to attract top talent. Finally, you'll learn to measure recruitment effectiveness and adapt to current trends for ongoing improvement. Recruitment and selection play a pivotal role in organizational success. The end-to-end purpose ensures that talent decisions align with strategy, equity, and long-term value. First, we need to identify the need by spotting vacancies and clarifying roles through workforce plans. Next, recruitment focuses on attracting qualified and diverse candidates efficiently. Selecting and placing the right candidates involves assessing their fit to maximize impact. Finally, effective onboarding integrates new hires quickly, fostering productivity and retention in the workforce. Understanding the recruitment process begins with recruitment. This stage focuses on creating a pool of qualified applicants through various methods like job postings and campus hiring. Once this pool is established, selection takes place, where the best fit candidates are evaluated and chosen. It's essential to note the key distinction. Recruitment attracts candidates, while selection finalizes the hiring decision. Clear roles in these processes significantly enhance fairness and improve the overall quality of hire, ultimately benefiting long-term organizational performance. As we transition to understanding definitions surrounding placement and induction, it's vital to see where they fit in the employment journey. Placement acts as a bridge, linking candidate selection to productive employment and long-term retention. It ensures individuals are assigned to roles that align with their skills and aspirations. Good placement practices match competencies, team needs, and career paths to foster fairness and engagement. Induction then integrates new hires through thorough orientation, training, and socialization. Together, these processes boost morale, enhance retention, and strengthen organizational effectiveness. Understanding how recruitment, selection, placement, and induction interrelate is crucial for effective talent management. Recruitment serves as the starting point where organizations attract and generate a pool of qualified candidates. Following this, selection focuses on assessing and choosing the best candidates to ensure alignment with job needs. Once the right candidates are identified, placement involves matching them to suitable roles within the team context. Finally, induction plays a key role in integrating new hires, ensuring they become productive and culturally aligned quickly. Together, these interconnected stages create a seamless journey from candidate to valued employee. Job analysis revolutionizes how organizations understand and manage roles. It involves systematically collecting objective, verifiable job facts. Key elements include identifying core duties and observable work behaviors. We also assess the necessary knowledge, skills, and abilities required for success. Additionally, it examines the tools used and the work environment. Ultimately, job analysis sets performance standards that inform various HR processes like recruitment and training. Understanding the recruitment process begins with defining the purpose and scope. It's essential to clarify why the analysis is necessary, which jobs will be evaluated, and the expected outputs, such as detailed job descriptions. Following that, effective planning of the analysis ensures clear roles are established, a timeline is created, and a data collection strategy is in place. The next step requires diligent collection of job data, where task and requirement evidence is gathered from a variety of sources. This comprehensive approach is vital for creating accurate HR decisions. Continuing our exploration of the job analysis process, We first focus on synthesizing and validating information. This step involves confirming accuracy with stakeholders and resolving any gaps. Next, we move on to producing outputs, which includes drafting a job description and a job specification that detail the role and necessary qualities. Finally, these outputs are applied across various HR functions, shaping planning, recruitment, selection, training, compensation, and even employee exits. Understanding this process is crucial for making informed HR decisions. Job analysis is essential for effective organizational functioning. The job description outlines what the role entails, including its purpose, key duties, working conditions, and reporting relationships. In contrast, the job specification identifies who is suited for the job, detailing education, experience, skill set, physical attributes, and special aptitudes. Together, these components ensure clarity in hiring and performance evaluation. Understanding these features is vital for aligning organizational needs with workforce capabilities. To truly enhance our HR processes, we must explore various job analysis data sources. First, Fig.2.1 outlines how we collect, analyze, document, and then feed insights into human resource management functions. Interviews provide deep role context that clarifies duties and informs job description language. Moving on, questionnaires help gather scalable, structured data to compare roles effectively, supporting our specification criteria. Observation allows us to validate tasks and workflows, capturing those essential physical and mental demands. Lastly, work diaries reveal time-on-task patterns, refining our understanding of what duties are essential versus marginal. As we delve deeper into the recruitment process, let's focus on controlling the accuracy of the job data collected. First, always cross-check responses to flag any inconsistencies with known facts. Next, be vigilant for exaggeration, especially inflated claims that might impact role status or pay. Triangulate data with colleagues or supervisors to validate uncertain information. Additionally, sampling multiple incumbents can provide a broader perspective on the job's demands. Finally, ensure the analysis is verified by both job holders and managers for added accuracy. Strategic HR planning is essential for understanding workforce needs. It involves forecasting the numbers and types of staff required based on job-related information. This leads to targeted recruitment, which specifies clear job requirements to attract the right applicants. Following that is evidence-based selection, where candidate qualifications are matched to defined work demands. Ultimately, this process can yield a staffing precision outcome, resulting in a better fit, fewer mismatches, and faster decision-making. Understanding the connection between job analysis and subsequent functions is crucial. First, job analysis outputs, including job descriptions and specifications, clarify tasks, responsibilities, and required knowledge, skills, and abilities. This clarity informs training design, targeting gaps in skill sets for job effectiveness. Next, the job evaluation process uses these outputs to establish fair pay differentials among roles. Performance appraisal standards arise from expected job outcomes, translating these expectations into clear, measurable criteria. Lastly, consider the customer support role, where job duties, tailored training, equitable pay, and performance metrics are all intricately linked. As we delve deeper into the recruitment process, let's explore critical components that shape effective human resource management. First, wage and salary administration plays a vital role, where qualifications, hazards, and responsibilities inform pay bands and allowances. Next, attention to safety and health helps identify hazardous tasks, allowing for the design of controls and safe work methods using proper personal protective equipment. Additionally, career planning is essential as it maps competencies and defines pathways for targeted development, ensuring employees know how to progress in their careers. Together, these elements create a comprehensive strategy for both employer and employee success. Understanding the timing for job analysis is crucial in recruitment. When a new organization is formed, establishing baseline roles from the outset is essential. Similarly, whenever a new job is created, we must clearly define the duties, required KSAOs, and reporting lines. As significant technological or methodological changes arise, it's important to update associated tasks, tools, and competencies. This proactive approach ensures that job descriptions remain relevant and aligned with organizational needs. Timing is essential for executing a new wage and salary plan, as validating job value ensures equitable pay bands. Following this, a recruitment drive requires job descriptions to align with current business needs, which helps attract the right talent. Addressing perceived pay inequities involves using job data to identify and resolve pay mismatches effectively. These steps create a fair work environment and enhance the overall recruitment process. Maintaining this focus ensures that our organization can adapt to the constantly changing market landscape. Understanding the recruitment and selection cycle is essential for success. It all begins with strategy and governance, where organizations set hiring strategies and define compliance and culture. Next, we identify the need for new talent, conducting a job analysis and securing necessary approvals. We then attract candidates through planned sourcing channels and inclusive outreach efforts. After attracting qualified applicants, we assess them through structured interviews, ensuring fairness throughout the selection process. Finally, we extend offers, onboard new hires, and gather feedback to refine our approach continuously. As we delve into the elements of the full cycle recruitment process, the first focus is on forecasting workforce needs. This involves identifying current gaps while projecting future demands. Next, monitoring competitors is vital. By tracking their hiring moves and employment policies, we can adapt and improve our strategies. Additionally, a robust social media strategy allows us to target audiences effectively on the right platforms. Another key component is developing a virtual hiring strategy, which includes planning for remote sourcing, assessments, and interviews. Finally, creative advertising plays a crucial role in recruitment, requiring us to craft compelling targeted job ads. Understanding the recruitment process unveils several key elements. Referral programs encourage employees to recommend quality candidates, enhancing recruitment. Vendor and agency pools enable us to tap into trusted external partners for additional support. Job analysis inputs are essential for gathering relevant data that informs hiring decisions. Clear job descriptions and specifications are critical for outlining the necessary duties and requirements. Lastly, consistent talent attraction and pooling establish a steady pipeline of qualified candidates ready for future opportunities. To enhance the recruitment process, understanding the initial steps is crucial. First, we must identify triggers such as workforce gaps, turnover risks, or growth demands. Next, we need to define the need by clarifying the role's purpose, outcomes, and essential capabilities. After that, planning and approvals are necessary to confirm the budget, timeline, and decision makers involved. Finally, drafting clear and compliant job descriptions and specifications is vital for effective communication. Each of these steps lays a foundation for successful recruitment ahead. As we delve deeper into the process of recruitment, we find critical steps that guide us in attracting the right talent. First, we need to advertise and attract candidates by using selected channels to reach the appropriate audience. Once we have our applicants, we proceed to screen and interview, ensuring a fair shortlist and employing structured interviews to assess fit. After identifying strong candidates, we conduct thorough checks and issue offers while confirming references and backgrounds. Finally, as we onboard new hires, we focus on preparing their day one access, facilitating culture integration, and providing necessary support to set them up for success. To strengthen our recruitment process, we start with a workforce analysis that compares our current and required headcount along with necessary skills. Next, we align this data with our business strategy, ensuring that any gaps identified support our strategic goals and timelines. It's essential to gather departmental input to understand workload data, pain points, and specific skills required for success. Subsequently, a thorough job analysis is conducted to clearly define the tasks, responsibilities, and key skills needed for each role. This comprehensive approach lays the groundwork for drafting effective job descriptions aligned with our organizational objectives. Identifying the recruitment need is foundational to our hiring strategy. First, we need to frame the need by defining the role gap, its purpose, and urgency, mapping the associated workflow steps. Next, we validate budget feasibility, ensuring the required costs align with our approved headcount and operating budget. It's essential to secure the necessary approvals from leadership and human resources before moving forward with hiring. We then develop the recruitment plan, selecting our sourcing channels, setting timelines, and agreeing on selection criteria. Finally, we document the plan and trigger the sourcing process as outlined in the identified workflow. Preparing for recruitment is essential for successful hiring. Start by setting the preparation stage by confirming the need and pausing sourcing until there's role clarity. Next, conduct a job analysis to understand the tasks, context, and responsibilities crucial for defining that role. Follow this by drafting a comprehensive job description that summarizes duties, scope, and key outcomes. Then define the job specification, detailing the qualifications and skills required. Finally, collaborate with line managers to ensure alignment with strategy and legal clarity throughout this process. Understanding the recruitment process begins with creating a solid job description. This document outlines the duties, responsibilities, working conditions, and how the role interacts within the organization. Typically, it consists of the job title, a job identification section, and a detailed job duties section. Additionally, it captures vital work context and relationships, including reporting lines and coordination links. If there is no separate job specification, remember to append it in the concluding section to ensure completeness. Let's delve into the important details of the recruitment assistant role. First, we see the job identification, including the title, department, and reporting lines. The job statement clarifies its purpose, emphasizing support for the recruitment process and enhancing the candidate experience. Next, the essential functions cover various tasks, from posting vacancies to onboarding. Moving on to the job specifications, the education and skill requirements set a clear standard. Lastly, this document serves as a valuable resource for ensuring a structured, compliant recruitment cycle. Understanding job identification is essential in recruitment. The job title conveys an individual's status in the organization, hints at their responsibilities, and indicates their hierarchy level. Next, outlining reporting lines is crucial. It specifies who the role reports to and any supervisory duties involved. Additionally, detailing the department and location is important, as it clarifies both the unit and the job's physical or remote setting. This information not only aids in organizational structure, but also ensures alignment in recruitment efforts. As we dive deeper into this topic, let's explore some key elements of job identification. First, capture the dates and versioning, including the creation and last revision dates of the job description. Next, incorporate payroll IDs or codes, which help to differentiate similar roles within the organization. Finally, it's essential to include a statement of the job, offering a brief description that sets this role apart from others. This clarity not only aids understanding but enhances the recruitment process overall. Understanding the recruitment process starts with prioritizing job duties effectively. Identify and list essential functions by their importance and approximate time spent on each. Follow this by clearly describing the responsibilities using action verbs that reflect the expected outcomes. Next, specify the tools and equipment necessary for the role to ensure candidates are well prepared. Compliance with legal requirements is crucial, so align duties with applicable laws. Finally, derive job specifications that translate these duties into the necessary knowledge, skills, and experience for potential candidates. Understanding the recruitment process is essential in shaping effective organizational strategies. Recruitment and selection define the role purpose and must-have criteria for shortlisting candidates. Job grading and classification group roles by their scope, complexity, and responsibility. Skills and qualifications set minimum education, experience, and competencies needed for success. Career planning maps, progression paths, and role transitions to support employee growth. Finally, training and development identify gaps to design targeted learning opportunities. Building on our understanding of the recruitment process, we now explore how role clarity supports workplace efficiency. First, translating duties into measurable performance standards and appraisals provides accountability. Next, establishing fair pay rates ensures equitable compensation and aligns roles with market benchmarks. We then document work procedures and processes to streamline tasks and enhance productivity. Furthermore, identifying safety hazards and prevention measures safeguards employee well-being. Lastly, offering counseling and vocational guidance helps align individual strengths with organizational needs. Job descriptions play a crucial role in various hiring contexts. In stable operations, they ensure high clarity for predictable tasks and outputs. However, they can become a limitation in fast-changing environments, leading to misalignment with evolving roles. To combat this, organizations should create living job descriptions that prioritize outcomes. In cross-functional teams, flexibility is vital, so adding collaboration clauses can help clarify responsibilities. This comprehensive approach is essential for maintaining clarity and adaptability in job roles. Understanding how to write clear and specific job descriptions is crucial. Start with present tense action verbs to convey responsibilities. Use occasionally for tasks that don't happen often, ensuring realistic expectations. Incorporate may to highlight discretionary tasks, signaling that they are not core duties. Define valid job-related criteria to tie requirements to actual performance needs. Finally, ensure legal compliance by avoiding vague terms and clearly detailing essential functions. Job specifications are vital as they clearly outline the knowledge, skills, and abilities needed for a position. This clarity helps attract qualified applicants while discouraging those who don't meet the criteria. You can find job specifications in various places, including organizational postings and recruitment ads. It's important to use specific job-related language to ensure compliance and fairness. For example, a specification might state, BA in HR or related field, 2+ years recruiting, 8 years proficiency. As we dive deeper into understanding the recruitment process, let's clarify the job specification's vital elements. First, the educational qualifications outline necessary and preferred degrees or certifications required for effectiveness. Next, the experience requirements specify the minimum years and types of experience relevant to the role. Then we have the skill set, which includes crucial technical and interpersonal abilities that ensure competency. Lastly, consider any physical attributes that may be job relevant, detailing necessary levels or tests without discrimination. This structured framework is essential for enhancing candidate alignment with organizational needs. The recruitment process requires a strong focus on mental specifications, starting with intelligence and memory. High levels of intelligence and the ability to recall details are crucial for roles such as analysts and auditors. Next, judgment and problem-solving are vital for making sound decisions in challenging circumstances, especially for supervisors and consultants. Adaptability and creativity empower individuals to manage change and innovate, which is essential in fast-paced environments like startups. Emotional resilience and patience help maintain performance under stress, particularly in customer support. Lastly, empathy and emotional intelligence are key for engaging successfully with others, making them indispensable in HR and leadership roles. As we delve deeper into the recruitment process, Let's explore the essential social and behavioral competencies required for successful candidates. First, strong social and interpersonal competencies are crucial, including effective communication, teamwork, conflict resolution, and adaptability. Next, behavioral expectations are vital, emphasizing leadership, persuasion, problem-solving, and integrity. Finally, we must consider special requirements that pertain to the role, such as additional qualifications, certifications, or specific domain expertise. Understanding these elements helps ensure that hires align perfectly with job demands. Understanding internal sources is essential in recruitment, as it refers to talent drawn from within or previously connected to the organization. This includes current employees who may be eligible for lateral moves, stretch assignments, or internal promotions. Additionally, we can consider former employees, known as boomerangs, who return with upgraded skills and a proven fit. We also have retirees who can be rehired temporarily, offering short-term expertise for continuity and knowledge transfer. Utilizing these internal sources matters greatly, as they provide faster onboarding, ensure cultural fit, and come with a reliable performance history. Internal sourcing shines brightest in specific scenarios. For urgent backfills, clear progression roles promote swift hiring. Employees already understand the company's culture, leading to a seamless integration. Cost savings are substantial, as sourcing and onboarding expenses dwindle. Additionally, promoting from within boosts morale and enhances retention. Finally, quicker hiring results from readily available performance data, accelerating the assessment process. Recognizing internal sourcing risks is essential for effective recruitment. First, a limited talent pool may hinder creativity and diverse perspectives. Additionally, bias and favoritism can undermine fair decision-making, impacting team dynamics. Inbreeding or stagnation occurs when ideas are recycled, slowing innovation. Finally, as roles evolve, skills gaps may emerge, leaving the organization unprepared for future challenges. Understanding internal sourcing risks is vital for ensuring an effective recruitment process. First, remember that seniority does not automatically equal suitability. Sometimes, time served may overlook real competence. Additionally, consider the moral impact on those who aren't selected, as resentment can lead to disengagement among team members. New internal leads might face acceptance challenges, especially managing peer resistance in their transition. Finally, be cautious with communication sensitivities. Announcing outcomes can strain team dynamics and create unnecessary tension. Addressing these issues proactively can significantly enhance team cohesion and effectiveness. To effectively source candidates, we must explore various external avenues. First, campuses and training institutes offer a solid pipeline of fresh graduates and trainees for entry-level positions. Next, unemployed talent presents an immediate pool of candidates with diverse skills ready to join the workforce. Additionally, retirees can provide valuable experience and insight, making them excellent resources for consulting or mentoring roles. Finally, we shouldn't overlook workforce re-entrants, such as returning caregivers who bring valuable transferable skills back into the job market. Each source contributes uniquely to building a robust recruitment strategy. As we consider external sourcing, it's essential to examine the criteria involved. First, the talent pool for internal sourcing is known but limited to current employees. In contrast, external sourcing offers broader market access and diverse backgrounds. Internal sourcing fosters incremental innovation from existing culture. However, external sourcing introduces fresh perspectives and industry best practices. When it comes to skill gaps, internal capabilities are often constrained, while external sourcing allows for targeted hires to close critical gaps. Lastly, while internal moves maintain continuity, external hires can infuse new strategies and better competitive positioning. When evaluating the drawbacks of external sourcing, cost is a major concern. External sourcing leads to higher recruitment costs due to expenses like advertising, agency fees, and assessments. In terms of speed, External processes require longer hiring cycles as they involve extensive searches and notice periods. Cultural fit is another challenge, as external candidates introduce greater uncertainty about alignment with company values. Furthermore, relying on external hires can negatively impact internal morale if existing employees feel overlooked. Conversely, internal mobility fosters growth and boosts retention by promoting talent from within. Selecting the right sourcing channel is essential for effective talent acquisition. Start by mapping your sourcing decisions to specific role needs and industry resources. Specialized roles often require niche channels, while general positions benefit from broader options. Consider your budget. A limited budget may favor internal options, whereas a larger budget opens the door to agencies and advertisements. Urgency also plays a key role. High urgency requires tapping into internal resources, while lower urgency allows for a more extensive external search. Lastly, assess candidate availability. Scarce talent necessitates proactive outreach, and abundant talent can smoothly flow through open postings. As we dive deeper into the recruitment process, let's explore the key sourcing strategies. Internal sourcing is efficient and cost-effective, great for familiar roles but may lack fresh talent. In contrast, external sourcing opens up broader skills and perspectives, albeit at a higher cost and time investment. An attractive employer brand significantly enhances your ability to attract candidates organically, minimizing expensive advertising. Leveraging technology, including applicant tracking systems and AI, streamlines recruitment by automating tasks and providing critical data insights. Finally, prioritizing DEI in your sourcing channels widens your talent pool while ensuring compliance with diversity goals. Candidate sourcing requires a fine balance of compliance, scale, and job level. First, ensure adherence to legal and compliance regulations, covering labor laws and privacy rules. Next, consider your scale. For mass hiring, standardize external channels, while for niche roles, tap into internal talent. For entry-level positions, utilize campuses and job boards, promoting internal conversions when possible. Mid to senior levels need a mix of channels and confidentiality, stressing the importance of due diligence. As we delve into candidate sourcing choices, we see crucial factors come into play. Frequency of hiring often shapes our preference. Steady needs favor internal talent, while episodic spikes lean towards external sourcing. The company's growth strategy impacts decisions too. Promoting from within aligns with sustaining the current organization, whereas external hiring supports rapid expansion. Retention strategies further emphasize internal talent promotion to maintain a cohesive culture. Evaluating the job role is also vital. Internal moves are ideal for successor-ready positions, while external sources are better for specialized needs. Understanding candidate sourcing fit is essential for effective hiring. Entry-level roles are best filled through external sources to attract high-volume, fresh talent. Mid-level management benefits from a mixed approach, blending internal candidates, organizational knowledge with external fresh ideas. For senior leadership, internal sourcing promotes continuity and cultural alignment, though targeted external hiring can be beneficial during significant transitions. Specialized technical roles require external sourcing to access niche skills, often involving contractors for timely hiring. In creative roles, external sources foster diverse portfolios, enhancing brand appeal to attract passive talent. To excel in sourcing candidates, it's essential to diversify your channels. Start by mixing sources according to role, budget, and urgency, ensuring alignment with job types and brand goals. Job boards like LinkedIn, Indeed, and Glassdoor provide great visibility and volume, though you should keep an eye on quality. Employee referrals offer speed and cost efficiency, but be cautious of homogeneity. Implementing diversity checks can help. Additionally, social media platforms such as GitHub and Behance are excellent for tapping into niche talent and showcasing work. Finally, talent databases help you re-engage warm leads, shortening time to fill, and reducing overall sourcing costs. Building a strong employer brand is essential for effective candidate sourcing. First, branding sets expectations, builds trust, and boosts inbound interest. Next, an engaging career page is vital. It should clearly display roles, values, your employee value proposition, and testimonials. Additionally, culture storytelling on social media can enhance visibility with authentic day-in-the-life posts and behind-the-scenes glimpses. Don't forget to be present at events. Attending industry meetups and job fairs helps connect with potential candidates directly. Lastly, ensure consistent messaging and clear calls to action across all channels to drive applicants smoothly through the process. Engaging passive candidates requires a thoughtful approach. First, personalize your first touch by referencing their work and sending a tailored LinkedIn message or email. Next, lead with the value of growth by offering opportunities for upskilling, flexible work options, or clear leadership pathways. Building rapport over time is essential. Engage with their posts and share useful insights without a hard pitch. To encourage conversation, make the ask easy. Invite them to a low-pressure 15-minute chat to explore their interests. Finally, nurture the relationship, even if they're not ready. Set periodic check-ins and send relevant updates about roles or projects. Building on our previous discussion, let's dive into how we can enhance the recruitment process. First, utilizing ATS filtering allows you to parse resumes efficiently, automatically screening candidates based on essential criteria. Next, AI sourcing and matching analyze profiles to pinpoint the best fit candidates for specific roles. Integrating a chatbot pre-screening tool can ask knockout questions and confirm critical details around the clock. Following this, smart shortlists streamline the process by prioritizing top prospects rapidly. Ultimately, this enables recruiters to concentrate on qualified candidates for personalized outreach and assessment. In the recruitment landscape, targeting the right forums is essential. Prioritize attending events like conferences, seminars, meetups, and hackathons that align with your hiring objectives. Arriving at these events with intent is crucial. Ensure you have pre-planned sessions, clear talking points, and a concise pitch ready. Bringing QR-linked role briefs simplifies candidate interactions and leaves a lasting impression. Speaking at these events helps build your credibility by showcasing your company's challenges, impact, and culture. Participating in panels or delivering talks can attract potential candidates who value expertise. Building on our understanding of recruitment processes, hosting hands-on workshops can provide a unique opportunity to engage potential candidates. These sessions allow you to observe their skills and problem-solving abilities in real time. Additionally, capturing and qualifying leads is vital. Using opt-in forms or QR codes can help you log important details about contacts, skills, and interests. Following up quickly, ideally within 48 hours, ensures you maintain the connection. Personalized outreach at this stage can invite candidates to join your talent community, keeping them engaged in your hiring funnel. To create an effective job description, start with inclusive language. This helps eliminate any biases and fosters a welcoming environment for all candidates. Next, be clear and specific about the responsibilities and skills required. Highlight your company's core values, explaining how the role aligns with them. It's also essential to show growth opportunities, detailing mentorship and career paths available. Finally, avoid biased language to ensure you attract a diverse and qualified talent pool. To optimize our recruitment efforts, we need to define the funnel stages clearly, from source to hire. It's essential to tag every candidate by source, ensuring we standardize our tags across various platforms. Next, we measure stage conversion rates to identify how many candidates move from sourcing to each subsequent step. Assessing quality by source helps us track offer acceptance and retention performance. Finally, it's crucial to iterate and reallocate resources, focusing on high-yield sources while addressing underperformers. To enhance our recruitment strategy, it's crucial to target the right market. We should focus on specialized platforms like Stack Overflow Jobs and GitHub to find back-end engineers quickly. Engaging with communities through hackathons and meetups will help us connect with passive talent. Next, we can boost our digital presence on LinkedIn and Discord by sharing our engineering culture. Additionally, employing AI tools and chatbots will streamline our pre-screening process and improve efficiency. By implementing these strategies, we can build a strong candidate pipeline even in a competitive landscape. To effectively attract high-demand engineers, we begin by implementing incentivized referrals featuring tiered bonuses and swift payouts. Next, it's vital to create culture showcases through an engaging engineer blog and live team demos to highlight our collaborative environment. In addition, personalized outreach with tailored messaging will connect candidates' skills to our mission and technology. Competitive compensation and perks should be emphasized, offering market-leading salaries and flexible work arrangements. Finally, it's essential to measure and improve our sourcing strategies by tracking key metrics, allowing for ongoing refinement and better outcomes. As we delve deeper into the recruitment process, automated resume screening emerges as a game changer. This technology parses candidate skills, titles, and tenure, ranking them by job description keywords and context. Following that, smart JD profile matching utilizes vector matching to align competencies with role requirements, effectively distinguishing must-haves from nice-to-haves. Predictive hiring analytics play a critical role by forecasting talent shortages, time to hire, and salary ranges. In the tech industry, it's vital to spot spikes for specific roles, adjusting skills calibration and pay early. To ensure success, operational best practices recommend enriching data through multi-channel sourcing, iterating job descriptions, and tracking sourcing metrics. AI in candidate sourcing fundamentally transforms recruitment processes. An AI-enabled sourcing workflow combines chatbots, social talent mapping, and automated outreach to streamline candidate engagement. Chatbots offer 24/7 pre-qualification, using knockout questions to quickly identify strong fits. Meanwhile, AI analyzes social media platforms to map passive candidates based on inferred skills. This approach is enhanced by personalized automated outreach, with AI crafting tailored messages to foster connections. Finally, tracking response rates and measuring outcomes allows continuous improvement of these strategies. As we delve into the concept of a bias-free, AI-assisted sourcing loop, we start with a skills-first approach. This frame emphasizes evaluating candidates based on their skills and qualifications while minimizing unconscious bias. Next, leveraging AI enhances sourcing and matching by effectively surfacing candidates that align with job needs. Additionally, AI-supported video assessments provide valuable insights by analyzing speech patterns and confidence signals alongside responses. Continuous learning loops refine our models by learning from past hiring decisions to improve recommendations. Lastly, focusing on metrics helps us track sourcing outcomes, promoting diversity and quality in our talent acquisition. Understanding candidate sourcing pitfalls is vital for enhancing recruitment outcomes. The first pitfall is over-reliance on traditional channels. An effective AI remedy is using predictive analytics alongside automated outreach to broaden talent reach. The second issue involves ignoring passive candidates, which can be addressed by smart matching and CRM nudges. Weak employer branding can be improved through sentiment analysis and A/B testing, ensuring inclusive messaging. Lastly, poor job descriptions should be optimized to enhance applicant fit and encourage diverse applications. Understanding the challenges in candidate sourcing reveals key areas for improvement. Single-channel sourcing limits diversity and creates a narrow pipeline. Slow and inefficient processes can lead to candidate drop-offs and delays. Ignoring the candidate experience results in poor communication and low engagement. By utilizing AI-driven solutions, such as social media talent mapping and automated outreach, we can significantly enhance outcomes. Ultimately, this approach leads to a broader reach, faster hiring cycles, and improved perceptions of employers. Understanding methods of recruitment can dramatically enhance talent acquisition strategies. First, consider the framework and fit. Categorize roles based on seniority, urgency, industry standards, and budget. Next, direct methods allow organizations to outreach candidates directly, making them ideal for urgent or high-volume roles. Indirect methods leverage ads and social platforms, fostering brand awareness while attracting diverse candidates. Third-party methods utilize agencies and headhunters to find niche skills or handle confidential searches. Finally, incorporating AI streamlines processes with features like automated screening and predictive analytics to ensure better candidate matches. Understanding the internal methods of recruitment is vital for effective talent management. Transfers allow for reallocating capacity across teams, reducing the ramp-up time for new projects. However, be mindful of skill mismatches. Using job analysis and brief upskilling can help here. Promotions reward merit, ensuring that high performers are recognized while avoiding bias through clear criteria and assessments. Employee referrals leverage trusted networks to fill positions faster and improve culture fit. To prevent homogeneity, it's essential to set diversity targets and expand the reach of referrers. Understanding the internal methods of recruitment offers valuable insights for enhancing talent acquisition. First, rehiring retired employees taps into their institutional memory while providing flexible arrangements. Next, internal job postings create transparency by advertising roles to all staff with defined criteria. Revisiting previous applicants helps optimize talent re-engagement through a tagged pool of candidates. Finally, succession planning prepares high-potential employees for future roles, ensuring readiness and preventing hiring delays. Together, these methods strengthen internal recruitment strategies and cultivate organizational talent. Campus recruitment is an effective method for attracting fresh talent directly from universities. This approach involves on-site or virtual hiring drives designed to engage students in their last year. It offers significant advantages like a large pool of qualified candidates and improved employer branding. However, there are challenges, including candidates, limited experience, and the logistical demands of campus engagements. Often, roles suited for this method include graduate engineer trainees and analysts. For instance, a tech firm might hire final-year computer science graduates for software trainee positions. Manned exhibits play a vital role in making connections during live events. At career fairs, they facilitate quick interactions and pre-screens, enabling employers to meet potential candidates efficiently. Industry conferences allow for targeted engagement through dialogue and networking, especially valuable for niche talent like at the Web Summit. Trade shows utilize product demos that captivate practitioners wanting hands-on experience, reminiscent of events like CES. These exhibits are ideal when roles require visual presentations or brand presence to attract specialized talent. As we delve into external direct methods, waiting lists play a crucial role in the public sector. Government jobs rely on ranked eligibility lists from exams to fill vacancies swiftly and based on merit. Next, intern-to-hire pipelines utilize internship programs to convert high-performing interns into full-time employees. This approach allows for an extended evaluation period and quicker transitions. Additionally, many retail and hospitality sectors maintain seasonal pools, enabling them to rehire top performers during peak periods. This strategy ensures efficient mass onboarding, aligning staff availability with demand fluctuations. Direct external recruitment encompasses various methods to attract talent. Employee contacts and referrals leverage existing networks, ideal for finding hard-to-source skills and culture-sensitive roles. Walk-in interviews invite candidates for same-day assessments, perfect for bulk or urgent hiring needs. Internship programs allow organizations to evaluate potential hires through short-term assignments suited for students and early career individuals. Each method comes with unique advantages and challenges, such as maintaining quality and ensuring diversity in recruitment efforts. Direct external recruitment is a powerful strategy for connecting with potential candidates. Let's compare two popular methods, job fairs and the factory gate hiring approach. Job fairs gather many job seekers in one place, perfect for entry-level positions and bulk hiring. However, this method has limitations, such as competition and brief interactions. In contrast, factory gate hiring enables immediate recruitment directly at the workplace, ideal for unskilled labor needs. While it offers cost savings and quick availability, it also poses risks of high turnover and less vetting. External recruitment can utilize various indirect methods to connect with potential candidates. First, let's explore what these indirect methods are. They involve non-contact sourcing through media, portals, and social networks to attract applicants effectively. Targeted advertising options include newspapers, trade journals, radio, TV, and digital programmatic ads, which can significantly enhance brand visibility. Additionally, job portals like LinkedIn, Naukri, Indeed, and Glassdoor provide searchable databases that streamline the application process. Finally, social media recruitment plays a vital role by engaging both passive and active talent through platforms such as LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. As we dive into third-party recruitment, it's important to recognize the key players: private employment agencies and executive search firms. Private employment agencies, like ABC Consultants, quickly interpret client needs and present a shortlist from curated databases. On the other hand, headhunters such as Korn Ferry actively pursue ideal candidates for senior roles with absolute confidentiality. These recruitment partners provide significant value through their deep networks and market insights, ensuring a better candidate role fit. This approach excels in scenarios requiring leadership hires, specialized skills, and swift team scaling. External recruitment encompasses various innovative methods. Government employment exchanges focus on public listings and compliance-led sourcing, offering broad reach and low costs. However, they may suffer from bureaucratic delays and inconsistent quality. Freelance and gig platforms cater to on-demand tasks, providing speed and flexibility, but with potential risks in continuity and quality. Executive search agencies excel in targeted hiring for senior roles, ensuring a high-quality shortlist through deep networks. Yet, these services come with high fees and longer hiring cycles. Each method is suited to specific hiring needs, from entry-level hires to critical senior positions. External recruitment encompasses various methods, each tailored for specific needs. Trade unions serve as third-party sources, supplying skilled labor based on agreements, though access is often limited to members. Temporary help agencies provide quick staffing solutions on short contracts, simplifying administration but typically at a higher cost. Deputation involves placing skilled employees in different units for immediate expertise, albeit with potential role ambiguity. Choosing the right method depends on job requirements, whether for specialized skills or temporary needs. Understanding the advantages and disadvantages of direct recruitment methods is key for effective hiring. Campus recruitment provides high access to fresh talent, though it requires coordination during academic cycles. Manned exhibits offer targeted industry reach and attract niche candidates, but come at a higher cost. Waiting lists allow for immediate hiring, but may have inconsistent candidate quality. Employee contacts can deliver trusted candidates quickly, yet may introduce bias, while walk-ins offer local access, but need rigorous screening. Internships build proven pipelines, but come with the risk of attrition, and job fairs allow broad access, but usually entail significant expenses. Indirect recruitment channels offer various advantages and challenges. Job portals attract a wide range of active seekers, yet they are crowded and require meticulous screening. Social recruiting can target specific audiences effectively, but faces high competition and demands considerable resource intensity to maintain engagement. Paid advertising reaches a broad audience, though it competes with general ads and incurs significant costs for media and creativity. By weighing these pros and cons, organizations can make informed recruitment decisions. As we explore third-party recruitment methods, we see distinct elements at play. Private employment agencies offer specialized recruiters who can save time, but they come with high fees and variable quality. Headhunting targets elite leadership, ensuring discretion, but often incurs very high costs and longer recruitment cycles. Government employment exchanges present a free or low-cost option, focusing on entry-level positions, yet are limited in job types and slower to process. Meanwhile, freelance and gig platforms offer flexibility and quick access, but involve less control and variable commitment. Each method has its advantages and drawbacks, making alignment with your hiring strategy crucial. Understanding direct methods highlights their suitability for varying job types. For instance, campus recruitment is ideal for entry-level roles, effectively targeting young talent. Manned exhibits cater to specialized industries, promoting high-touch engagement, though they require a substantial investment. Waiting lists serve administrative and customer service positions well, ensuring swift hiring. Walk-ins excel in retail and hospitality, but they may draw unqualified applicants. Lastly, internship programs are pivotal in IT, finance, and engineering, helping build a strong talent pipeline. As we explore indirect recruitment methods, consider the various channels available. Job portals and websites are ideal for roles in IT, finance, and engineering, reaching a broad audience of active seekers. Social media recruiting engages creative and passive candidates effectively while offering strong employer branding. Advertising, whether in print or online, is best for senior roles, projecting credibility to niche industries. Each method balances effectiveness and cost differently, requiring consideration of your specific recruitment needs. Third-party recruitment methods offer various valuable options. Private employment agencies are best for executive and technical roles, especially when speed and a screened pipeline are needed. Headhunters excel in securing senior management and niche experts, particularly for confidential hires. Government employment exchanges are cost-effective for supervisory and skilled labor, especially in budget-sensitive situations. Lastly, freelance and gig platforms serve urgent projects requiring flexibility and creativity while ensuring quality through ratings. Each method thus serves distinct recruitment needs effectively. Hybrid methods of recruitment offer unique advantages. For example, combining campus recruitment with social media helps reach a high volume of candidates while enhancing branding. Similarly, walk-in interviews alongside job portals enable quick screening but may encounter challenges from high foot traffic. On the other hand, headhunting paired with employee referrals effectively identifies senior talent despite higher costs. These hybrid strategies are particularly well-suited for entry-level positions, frontline roles, and leadership vacancies. A practical illustration is the use of pre-placement talks coupled with Instagram campaigns to drive signups. Hybrid methods of recruitment enhance flexibility in hiring. One effective approach includes internship programs alongside freelance or gig platforms. This method is best suited for project-based work and seasonal demand, allowing quick scaling with proven talent. Additionally, job fairs combined with private employment agencies can yield specialized candidates for niche roles. Advertising, supported by waiting lists, ensures a steady pipeline of talent, but requires regular updates to maintain fairness and accuracy. Understanding these methods can unlock new strategies for recruitment. Understanding the differences between RPO and third-party hiring is essential for effective recruitment strategies. RPO covers the entire recruitment lifecycle. This includes workforce planning, candidate sourcing, and onboarding. In contrast, third-party hiring focuses on filling specific roles quickly, while RPO utilizes a broader service model with pricing based on multi-role needs. Third-party hiring employs per-hire fees. RPO integrates deeply with HR processes, whereas third-party hiring operates more externally. Contract hiring plays a crucial role in modern workforce strategies. It involves fixed-term employment designed to meet specific outcomes within set timelines. This approach is typically utilized for temporary employment, which is limited to a short duration that ends once a project or peak demand concludes. One of the main advantages is its cost-effectiveness. Businesses pay only for the needed period, minimizing benefits and onboarding overheads. Additionally, contract hiring grants access to specialized talent, allowing rapid procurement of niche experts for urgent or complex tasks. Finally, scalability is enhanced through staffing agencies that provide pre-vetted talent, enabling companies to quickly adjust their workforce as demands shift. As we delve into the recruitment process, it's essential to recognize how internal factors shape our strategies. First, culture and HR policies create a framework of values and expectations that define the ideal candidate fit. Next, workforce planning and budgeting establish clear headcount objectives, allowing us to manage the pace of hiring effectively. Finally, our employer brand and reputation play a pivotal role, as a strong brand attracts more applicants and enhances referrals. Understanding these internal factors enables organizations to refine their recruitment approaches for better results. Understanding recruitment technology is crucial for effective hiring. Internal tools like applicant tracking systems, AI applications, and automation enhance our reach and streamline processes. Meanwhile, external factors such as labor market conditions impact our choices. The availability of talent and prevailing wage levels shape our recruitment landscape. Additionally, industry trends and competitors' actions can lead to innovations in our sourcing strategies, sometimes necessitating quick adjustments in response to hiring sprees or poaching. Regulatory policies impose further constraints, requiring compliance with quotas and fair practices that influence our recruitment methods. Together, these internal and external factors create a complex environment for talent acquisition. Internal factors significantly shape recruitment strategies. Company culture and policies prioritize values and compliance, fostering a preference for internal moves and referrals. Growth and workforce planning focus on headcount volume and skill mix, leading to the use of high-volume direct methods. Budget constraints necessitate low-cost indirect channels while setting clear cost-per-hire targets. Monitoring forecasts helps in managing these factors effectively. Each element intertwines to optimize the recruitment process. Internal factors play a vital role in shaping recruitment strategies. First, a strong employer brand enhances reputation and attracts candidates through indirect methods like careers, sites, and social media, reducing reliance on third parties for common roles. Next, availability of internal talent encourages methods such as internal job postings and referrals, which are ideal for roles with ready successors or urgent backfills. Technology and tools, including applicant tracking systems and AI, scale sourcing efforts and streamline communication, making them effective for high-volume applications. Together, these elements create a cohesive approach to recruitment that balances internal and external hiring strategies. As we explore external factors impacting recruitment, it's vital to address skills shortages. One effective response is to import talent by hiring across borders, filling those urgent gaps. Another approach is to build a robust pipeline through training, internships, and apprenticeships. Also, adapting to industry trends like flexible work can enhance appeal, as many candidates now prefer hybrid or remote options. To compete effectively, it's essential to match competitor offers in terms of pay and benefits. Finally, being adaptable with sourcing channels ensures we can respond to shifting market conditions. Understanding employer brand perception is crucial for effective recruiting. It communicates your culture, values, and employee experience to the labor market. This perception attracts top talent, drawing in more qualified candidates who share your core values. Additionally, a strong brand reduces hiring costs by increasing organic and referral candidates. It speeds up the hiring process, shortening the time to apply and time to accept. Lastly, it improves employee retention, as aligned expectations lead to lower early attrition rates. Understanding how an employer value proposition or EVP drives recruitment is essential. First, direct methods like campus visits and job fairs utilize live storytelling to showcase company benefits. This approach fosters high engagement, but can be resource-heavy with a limited reach. Next, Indirect methods, such as ads and job portals, ensure consistent messaging, reaching a broad audience. However, these channels may lack a personal connection. Finally, third-party recruitment leverages consultants to access specialized talent, speeding up the hiring process, despite potential dilution of the original message. Trade unions significantly shape recruitment practices by establishing essential norms. First, they create collective agreements advocating for transparent hiring, which includes clear criteria and structured interviews. Additionally, unions ensure wage and benefit standards, leading to predictable compensation and cohesive offers. They also enforce worker protections, such as anti-discrimination measures and reliable grievance processes. Finally, trade unions advocate for equitable labor market policies that influence overall hiring practices. As we explore external factors shaping recruitment, let's consider the framing lens. Macro forces significantly influence skill demand shifts, ultimately guiding our choice of recruitment tactics, whether in-house, hybrid, RPO, or contract. Next, political and regulatory elements, such as immigration caps and labor laws, reshape cross-border hiring and compliance burdens. Economic conditions also play a role, as booms or recessions can alter hiring volume, wage pressures, and time to hire expectations. Socio-cultural factors, including work-life balance and diversity norms, impact candidate expectations and employer value propositions. Lastly, technological advancements are transforming recruitment, with increasing demand for specific skills like AI and machine learning, and digital tools facilitating sourcing automation and remote assessments. Understanding the recruitment process begins with the need to scan policy and labor signals. By tracking regulations, wage laws, and election developments, organizations can preemptively address upcoming challenges. Next, it's essential to set up proactive compliance measures, ensuring hiring practices align with current standards. Engaging with policy through industry forums helps firms stay ahead of government initiatives and incentives. Finally, developing local talent through apprenticeships and reskilling creates sustainable hiring pipelines for the future. Navigating the recruitment landscape requires adaptability. First, adopting flexible models can integrate in-house hiring with RPO and contract solutions to address sudden skills gaps. Next, prioritizing your employer brand through transparent employee value propositions and fair pay can bolster retention. Additionally, implementing risk and scenario plans helps in mapping potential talent shortages and defining triggers for hiring changes. Finally, leveraging AI and automation streamlines the hiring process, enhancing efficiency in sourcing and screening candidates. These strategies are essential for developing resilience in recruitment during political shifts. Building on our earlier discussion about recruitment flexibility, let's explore competitive levers in external recruitment dynamics. First, consider the competitor positioning lens to benchmark rivals and establish your hiring edge. Next, focus on employer branding and perception through a clear employee value proposition and consistent messaging. It's also crucial to conduct salary and benefits benchmarking, ensuring market competitive pay and total rewards. Additionally, analyzing talent availability and market trends can help you map skills shifts and demand cycles. Lastly, foster a strong culture and streamline your hiring process for rapid offers, improving your appeal to candidates. To truly excel in recruitment, understanding competitor positioning is essential. Start with a market-aware EVP fit, ensuring your messaging resonates with what candidates in your target segment value. Next, establish a speed-to-offer advantage by expediting your screening and decision-making processes. Additionally, set transparent expectations by sharing salary ranges and role details upfront. Elevate your candidate experience, treating it as a brand, by maintaining consistent communication and respect throughout the process. Finally, don't hesitate to exploit competitor gaps by targeting overlooked segments, effectively broadening your talent access. To enhance your recruitment strategy, let's explore some key components. First, investing in employer branding is crucial. Clarify your employee value proposition, showcase your culture, and highlight impactful stories from your organization. Next, benchmarking compensation and benefits is essential. Align your pay bands with the market and add targeted perks that candidates value. Finally, focus on upskilling and career pathways. Offer structured learning opportunities, mentoring, and clear growth plans to attract top talent. These elements together create a compelling recruitment strategy. As we delve deeper into enhancing your recruitment strategy, let's focus on three critical components. First, offering flexible work arrangements can attract a broader talent pool. Consider options like hybrid models and flexible hours. Next, leveraging industry-specific talent insights is essential. Tracking labor trends and competitor movements can sharpen your approach. Lastly, streamline your hiring process by implementing AI-supported methods. Automating screening and enhancing the candidate experience can significantly reduce hiring cycles. Each of these elements contributes to a more effective recruitment strategy. Understanding the time to hire is essential in recruitment. It refers to the days measured from the job posting to when an offer is accepted. The formula for determining this is simple. Subtract the posting date from the offer acceptance date. A shorter hiring cycle often signifies greater process efficiency, though too swift a timeline might compromise candidate quality. Several factors influence this metric, such as planning, budget, and market trends. To enhance it wisely, focus on clear job descriptions and a streamlined interview process while ensuring quality checks are in place. Time to fill is crucial in recruitment. Measuring the full span from when a job requisition is approved to when the position is officially filled. This can be easily calculated using the formula, subtract the requisition approval date from the position fill date. By diagnosing bottlenecks, you can map steps like approval, posting, sourcing, screening, interviews, and offers to identify where delays occur. Additionally, it's important to benchmark your findings against internal trends and market norms to pinpoint areas for improvement. For example, if a position was approved on the 5th of January and filled on the 2nd of February, the time to fill is 28 days. Understanding the cost per hire is essential in evaluating recruitment efficiency. It's determined by dividing total recruiting spend by the number of hires during a specific period. To calculate it, use the formula total internal and external recruiting costs divided by the number of hires. Internal costs include recruiter salaries and onboarding expenses, while external ones cover advertising and agency fees. A high cost per hire signals a need to optimize sourcing channels and reallocate budget to better performers for improved results. Quality of hire serves as a foundational metric that connects recruitment directly to business outcomes. It essentially measures how well new hires perform, retain, and satisfy hiring managers over time. To quantify this, we calculate quality of hire by averaging three key components: hiring manager satisfaction, performance rating, and retention rate. The primary data sources for this analysis include performance evaluations, retention records, and surveys from hiring managers. A thorough analysis reveals that high scores signal effective recruitment and job fit, allowing us to refine our strategies accordingly. Finally, we can enhance our hiring processes by considering factors like culture and market dynamics, ensuring our recruitment remains competitive. Understanding the source of hire is fundamental to improving recruitment strategies. This metric tracks which channels contribute to actual hires. You can calculate the source of hire percentage by dividing the hires from each source by the total hires, then multiplying by 100. Examples of sources include job boards, referrals, social media, and agencies. To analyze this data, count hires per channel, divide by total hires, multiply by 100, and rank accordingly. Using this analysis, you can invest more in effective channels and minimize spending on low-performing sources. To enhance our hiring efforts, let's explore the offer acceptance rate, or OAR. This metric represents the share of extended offers that candidates accept. You can calculate it using the formula OAR equals the number of offers accepted divided by the number of offers extended multiplied by 100. Next, be aware that below market pay or insufficient benefits often deter candidates from accepting offers. Additionally, when job duties are unclear or processes are delayed, it can lead to candidate disengagement. Finally, a weak employer brand can make your competitors' offers appear more attractive, so strengthening your employer value proposition is crucial. Candidate experience is pivotal in recruitment, influencing both satisfaction and future interest in the employer brand. To gauge this, running brief surveys after interviews or hires is essential, incorporating a candidate Net Promoter Score question. Additionally, it's important to track scores at each stage of the hiring process, identifying pain points like clarity and responsiveness. Following this analysis, you can take action by enhancing communication, increasing transparency, and accelerating response times. These adjustments can ultimately lead to a more positive candidate experience. Understanding application completion rate is vital in recruitment. It reflects the usability of the application process, balancing candidate effort with clarity. This metric captures the share of applicants who finish once they start. You can calculate it using the formula completed applications divided by started applications multiplied by 100. A low completion rate may signal long or confusing steps and poor mobile user experience. To improve this rate, consider shortening fields and using plain language while prioritizing mobile-first design. Understanding the candidate drop-off rate is essential for improving recruitment. This metric measures the share of candidates who leave a specific stage before completing it. To calculate this, we need to know how many candidates entered and how many exited that stage. It's important to track the drop-off rate for each stage to identify where the biggest leaks are occurring. High rates often signal friction, such as delays or poor communication, which can lead to disengagement. By acting on these insights, teams can streamline processes, shorten queues, and improve candidate engagement through timely updates. To optimize our recruitment process, we start with Stage 1, where we determine entrance and exits, computing a drop-off rate of 30%. Next, in Stage 2, we see a consistent drop-off rate of 20%. Moving to Stage 3, the rate increases to 40%, indicating potential delays or communication issues. In Stage 4, we find a conversion check with a drop-off rate around 20.24%. Finally, we identify the friction point, prioritizing faster feedback and clearer communication in the interview stage to improve outcomes. Diversity of hires plays a vital role in understanding our workforce demographics. It reflects the share of new employees from various backgrounds, including gender, ethnicity, and age. To assess this diversity, measure the percentage of hires in each demographic over a specified period. Next, evaluate how this hiring mix compares to your DEI goals and any legal standards. If discrepancies are identified, examine potential biases at each hiring stage to inform improvements. Finally, implement adjustments like broadening sourcing channels and providing training to enhance fairness in hiring practices. Understanding the recruitment process begins with measuring hiring manager satisfaction. This involves assessing their satisfaction with both the recruitment process and the final hire. To measure this effectively, short surveys or ratings from 1 to 10 can be conducted after each hire, aggregated by role or team over specific time frames. It's essential to ask targeted questions about process clarity, communication, and candidate fit. Analyzing these results can help spot bottlenecks and misalignments in the hiring process, allowing for actionable improvements. By fine-tuning handoffs and enhancing communication, organizations can significantly elevate their recruitment effectiveness. Understanding the first-year attrition rate is crucial for effective recruitment. This rate represents the share of new hires who exit within their first year of employment. To calculate it, divide the number of new hires who leave within 12 months by the total new hires, then multiply by 100. A high attrition rate signals potential issues such as poor job fit or ineffective onboarding. To improve retention, focus on refining job descriptions and enhancing the employer brand. Also, ensure structured onboarding processes, including mentor support and regular check-ins with managers. As we delve deeper into the recruitment process, let's clarify the interview-to-offer ratio. This ratio reflects the number of interviews needed to secure one job offer. To compute it, simply divide the total number of interviews by the total number of offers made. A lower ratio indicates efficient candidate screening, while a higher ratio suggests potential issues with the screening process or unclear criteria. To enhance efficiency, consider revisiting role requirements, tightening resume screens, and streamlining the interview stages. Recruitment metrics provide valuable insights into the hiring process. Time to hire reveals the speed from candidate entry to offer, suggesting we streamline screening and reduce interview rounds. Time to fill reflects how quickly vacancies close, prompting a need to widen sourcing and fast-track approvals. Cost per hire examines the efficiency of spending, indicating that we should optimize advertising and strengthen referrals. Quality of hire assesses post-hire performance, urging us to improve assessments and calibrate interviews. Lastly, candidate experience measures overall process satisfaction, reminding us to simplify application steps and communicate effectively. The shifts in recruitment driven by remote work are transformative. First, companies can tap into global talent pools, enhancing diversity and skills. Next, virtual end-to-end hiring workflows streamline the recruitment process. Additionally, AI plays a crucial role in sourcing and screening candidates efficiently. A stronger focus has emerged on soft skills and asynchronous work capabilities. Finally, the benefits now emphasize flexibility and remote support, reshaping our approach to employee well-being. Understanding the recruitment process is crucial, especially in the context of remote work. First, you can gain an expanded global reach by sourcing talent across diverse regions, which helps access scarce skills. Next, focus on time zone compatibility, prioritize overlap windows, and create roles that are friendly to asynchronous communication. Lastly, communication emphasis is vital. Ensure you assess clarity, provide written updates, and promote tool fluency for effective collaboration. This approach fosters a smooth recruitment process, vital for building successful remote teams. Understanding the recruitment process involves emphasizing practical skills over traditional credentials. This shift is exemplified by using task-based screens and role simulations to evaluate candidates effectively. Additionally, a thorough review of portfolios, casework, and shipped outcomes serves as concrete proof of a candidate's abilities. Key metrics such as time to hire, source and quality of hires, and acceptance rates allow organizations to measure recruitment effectiveness. Together, these elements create a more efficient hiring landscape in today's remote work environment. Remote work fundamentally reshapes recruitment practices, starting with an end-to-end online selection process. This approach leverages digital platforms for everything from job postings to offers, ensuring a standardized and scalable method that's location agnostic. Video interviews can be offered live or asynchronously, incorporating structured question banks and automated transcriptions for enhanced consistency. Remote coding challenges are employed, featuring proctored time tasks that reflect real-world problems while enforcing plagiarism checks. Additionally, virtual job simulations allow candidates to engage in role-play and case exercises, revealing crucial behavioral data. Finally, AI plays a vital role in screening and analytics, streamlining resume triage, and assessing candidates fit for remote work environments. The impact of remote work reshapes recruitment strategies across multiple dimensions. First, we must evaluate soft skills like self-management and time management. This includes offering tools for goal tracking and calendar discipline. Next, remote collaboration incentives should be emphasized, focusing on digital communication and async teamwork. Clear written updates and tool fluency are crucial to gauge effectiveness. Lastly, we need to consider adaptability, ensuring candidates can transition smoothly to new tools and processes. Understanding the impact of remote work on recruitment is crucial. First, remote-friendly policies, like flexible hours and work-from-home support, greatly enhance candidate experiences and acceptance rates. Next, implementing strong digital employer branding through webinars and virtual events can improve hiring efficiency and application completion. Emphasizing diversity and inclusion allows companies to reach broader talent pools while ensuring equitable hiring practices. Additionally, communicating work-life balance enhances the employee value proposition, potentially reducing time to fill open positions. Lastly, organizations must navigate new engagement challenges, focusing on onboarding cohesion and monitoring satisfaction to prevent culture drift. We will frame the problem through three lenses. First, compare direct, indirect, and third-party methods across IT, healthcare, and retail, gathering case studies, surveys, and reports, then report on cost efficiency, candidate quality, hiring speed, and long-term retention. Second, investigate AI's role in resume screening, predictive hiring, and bias reduction, contrasting AI-powered sourcing with traditional methods on success rates, speed, and employer satisfaction using HR tech data or HR interviews. Third, test how recruitment strategies affect retention and job satisfaction by surveying employees on job descriptions, selection processes, and sourcing, and by contrasting structured cycles with ad hoc hiring to surface best practices aligned to metrics like time to fill, cost per hire, quality of hire, and first-year attrition. As we conclude this lesson, let's recap the key elements of the recruitment process. We explored a comprehensive recruitment cycle, highlighting the significance of each phase from job analysis to onboarding. We examined both internal and external recruitment methods, noting their respective advantages and limitations. The impact of technology, including AI and remote work, has also reshaped recruitment strategies. Key recruitment metrics were introduced to evaluate effectiveness, including time to hire and cost per hire. Finally, we discussed influential factors and best practices that optimize recruitment outcomes, equipping you for future success in this area.